Dan asked me, I would say 3 weeks ago, to try and connect and do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what's the criteria? Like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, just look,
just watch stuff.
Just watch stuff. Do your usual media and
know what you know.
Yeah.
I really thought that that Pandora thing was very interesting that you sent. I hadn't seen that.
Okay. Well, we could totally jump in right now if you want to throw your headphones on and we can start episode 90.
Yeah,
which
we can play some games first. I mean,
well, no. We start out with a discussion, okay. and then we go into that.
I'm
so excited. So it's one of those things where we want to make sure that we have a little bit of factuality into this rather than just
like
we save our game shows for holidays. Like we had our karaoke ish thing for Christmas, and last year 4th of July we played games in Excelsior and taped them. I will take those. So, Izzy, Jeff, thank you for joining us for episode 90 of the Buffering Podcast, which I'll put my keys away before I make any more noise. Oh, and
hello.
Even though we've started, make sure your phones are on silent, because mine definitely isn't. So that's a good thing to have.
I probably still have my Pandora radio station streaming from earlier today.
Oh, and that was...
charging all those poor musicians. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, paying them. I mix those
well,
two up sometimes.
Barely. Yeah. But, Jeff, thank you for joining us. And, I mean, you've been listening for a bit, and you said that you definitely want to jump on sometime, so I'm glad that we were able to facilitate this.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful pleasure. Thanks so much. I told Miss Katie Best a few weeks ago that it was my dream and life's aspiration to be on the show, and I was kidding, but not as much as I made it out to be to her. I was kind of also
Yeah, you came in totally with some good references, so it worked out well.
Hopefully you didn't see my CV, otherwise you wouldn't let me on the show, probably.
CV,
not those
nice.
Kind of references.
No.
Nice. Okay.
And Izzy, thank you for joining us as well, since it's kind of been one of those weird serendipitous like hangout and then everything comes back together 7 years later.
It's coming full circle.
A little bit. But thank you for joining us, since it was just kind of one of those impulsive, so hey, podcast, huh? Maybe.
Are we streaming yet?
Well, no, we don't live
we
stream. We don't live stream. We
is the stream.
It'll come
flowing?
On Friday. So okay. Right now it is in recording and soon to be tampered with mode to make sure that in the moments where we're talking a little bit too far away from the microphone, people can still hear us a little bit.
Yeah.
And so that optimistically that goddamn car came back that has the alarm that keeps
is that
it,
my
it,
car.
I don't think is so. It's a white Suburban or a white
it sounds
SUV.
Further down the street
yeah,
too.
It's way down that way.
Yeah.
Originally, it was parked right in front of the building, and so the guy moved it all of down the street, and it's still going off.
I usually don't give a shit about my car, but I'm driving my sister's car, so I gotta pretend to care, you know.
Because your car got hit by a tree.
If you're listening out there, Kristen, I'm really watching carefully.
He's watching it from the window right now, so it's in good hands.
No rogue trees are gonna fall on that on that car tonight.
Yeah, no 60-mile-per-hour wind. No, my power got knocked out during that thing, so it was pretty widespread in Uptown, because Adam and I were actually eating at Wakame on Friday, and it did kind of one of those first power dips, like, oh man, what's gonna happen? And it came back on, and everyone was like, yay! And about, what, 5-10 minutes later, it dropped completely, and it was another serendipitous moment where all of our food had been prepared right before that moment. So it's like, hey, the power's out. Here's your food.
Public safety announcements. When parking in Minneapolis or other mid-sized cities, check tree placement before selecting a spot.
Or risk having your insurance
catastrophic
company have to deal
destruction.
With you.
Yeah.
Because you had insurance, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because otherwise having a car and not having car insurance is technically illegal.
It turns out that insurance companies don't actually care about you or want to help you.
Oh, no, no, no. I
was awaiting their decree, but...
I understand that. It's more so... I just remembered that fact of... I got pulled over or... No, it's not true. I got into an accident and I didn't have my new insurance on me. And the cop said that technically he could throw me in jail for a misdemeanor. For that, for not having my one sheet of paper that I needed.
Jackass.
So, yeah. And I was the victim of the car accident.
You were
so
the victim, Dan.
I was sandwiched.
Victim. You got...
Yeah, a couple months ago when I had my car accident, I had actually put my new insurance card in my car that morning.
Oh,
so
you lucked out.
I did luck out there for sure.
Oh yeah, by the way, a tree fell on my car.
Yeah.
Did you walk out of your front porch and go, like, a good neighbor?
Bum, bum, bum.
No, literally, there was so much catastrophe and just disarray around me. Nobody even looked twice at me. I walked out to my car with my little briefcase and my tie on, all chipper and cheery, ready to go serve, you know, the tax force for America or whatever, and go out, and there's just, like, a tree in my car. I was like, God damn it.
See, I was hoping for, like, the Looney Tunes jaw on the floor, like, you're just kind of staring at it in disillusion. It's like,
kind of.
Drop the briefcase. Yeah. Oof.
But there was so much other... Everyone else in the street, they're, like... There were trees on everything, like trees and houses and like dogs and like
whoa.
Nobody even noticed
whoa, hey,
me.
Whoa, hey, wait. What?
I wanted to make a big scene and, you know, weep and lament and beat the ground like
gnash your teeth.
Kurt Russell or Burt Reynolds or whoever he is.
Chuck
nobody
Norris.
Even noticed me. I was just a speck in the a speck of dust in the cloud of destruction that was Minneapolis that morning.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, and well, and some people still technically don't have their power, so...
Seriously?
Yeah. Until tomorrow, Xcel Energy said that people probably will still be out.
Yeah, still wow. Still thousands of people without power.
Because I think
since
the final the final total after Friday was 258,000 people were without power.
Wow.
Or households.
I heard
or
higher
residences.
Than that, even.
Really?
The yeah. biggest irony was I came home after 24 hours without power. I came home. I like walk up to my apartment. I open my mailbox. And at the very end of all of it, my Xcel bill came. The one letter in the mailbox, Xcel bill. Really, you guys? Come on. Come on.
Okay, so now it's like they're playing telephone or something. So I'm going to take a risk. And see what happens.
Well,
we do have a fan going back there that's bringing in air. So
that's good.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Just by touching the window, it's all stopped. So now we know what the trigger is.
Wait.
Ready?
Yeah. And we've got some nice white noise there, too, to kind of smooth everything out with the fans. And
plenty of fans.
So
it is hot.
It is hot up
it
here.
It is warm.
That's okay. So let's let's get
okay.
The
so
news.
One thing I didn't mention, I had sent out all those news articles to all of you to kind of get you prepped and ready to go. But there was one thing that I didn't mention that really pissed me off. Do you remember Songza?
Yes.
Have either of you heard of Songza? It is a
nope.
service much like Pandora, but instead of giving you music tailored based on what you input in terms of an interesting artist or song, it gives you songs based on what time of day it is. So. Do you want something to hang out in bed to, or do you want something that you can sing in the shower to?
That's obscene.
Or
driving music.
Yeah. Or
okay. Well. Case in point, let's ask: what would you sing in the shower?
Instinctfully.
Yeah.
I Want to Be Like You from the Jungle Book.
Okay.
I think that's actually one of my favorites.
Jeff, what about you?
Go-to shower song.
The moon is high and you're so beautiful. Oh, wait, no, that's the other...
That's your first date song?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so lonely.
I take that back. Anything from Cake would be mine.
That's good. It really varies depending on what happens to be in my head at the moment. For whatever reason, when you asked about that, it was Take On Me.
I've had Come On Eileen stuck in my head for like a week.
Take me out.
You're welcome.
But that's not in my range at all, so.
Didn't we used to be in choir together?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
VMADS? I think I still have a green t-shirt with your name on it, Adam.
Yeah. No, I was not in VMADS, but I was in...
Concert choir.
Wait. Chamber Singers. Yeah.
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 The one with the robes.
Yeah, Concert Choir and then Chamber Singers, the one with
I
the
tux. I didn't get
into
Chambers.
Yes. The cummerbunds.
Yes.
We had some really...
Oh,
so getting
wow.
back
sexy
to this
cummerbunds.
Story.
Izzy,
oh, wait, yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Izzy.
As the instigator.
What's your singing
oh, well,
in the
you
shower?
Know,
go to.
I'd probably say... Somebody Love by Queen.
Okay.
Gotta nice. Love some Eddie Mercury.
Nice.
However,
absolutely.
So, you know, the point was that...
The point was, oh, just to give you context, it's Tuesday night, play music for working out, driving, love and romance, unwinding, bedtime, or reading. So these are the options that are given to me. And so hypothetically, let's say I am unwinding. So then it gives me six genres to work with: sophisticated art pop, an evening in 1960s New York, classic rock nights, cinematic soundscapes, 70s memories, or stylish and eclectic mixes.
Yeah.
So from there, how does it know?
So that would be like all of the above.
Yeah. It's like their concierge service.
Yeah, it's a concierge service.
Provided to you by the NSA.
And yeah, it's elevator service for your life. Elevator music for your life.
but then from there, you pick one of the genres and it gives you three playlists. So it's fixed playlists. So if you pick one, you'll hear songs repeat after a little bit. So it's not as deep as Pandora, but it's just an alternative way to get music delivered to you based on what's going on presently.
What does it cost?
It's free, but here's the thing. This is what pisses me off, is they have added a new feature to make sure that their advertisers know that they're getting their money's worth. Every day, you will get one advertisement from Songza, but it requires you to take time to look at the ad, to read a line at the bottom of the ad, to enter that sentence into a form field below the ad to progress to the next song.
Ooh.
So hypothetically, if you say, hey, I want to listen to songs in the car and I have it hooked in through this, that way, or whatever.
Hypothetically, you're going to crash your car
and die. Exactly. And so I pulled it up and it popped up immediately and I didn't even have time to actually try to mess with it because that seems like a very horrible idea when it comes to driving.
And that's prime rocking out time for Dan Whalen.
Exactly. And so I actually took a screenshot of this showing what I had to punch in the next time I came in, which it was for Clorox, which I will hand off to you on the small screen, because look how complicated that sentence is I had to punch in.
Songs.
So look down the form field in the middle of the white box.
Small is the new big.
I had to type that in letter for letter in order to enable me to get to a song.
Case sensitive?
Yeah, case sensitive.
I have only had that. I was so angry at it that I just gave up and stopped playing with it. So I didn't test that far. It's just the fact that it came up in the first place, you know, making sure that I cannot drive and use this service made me angry.
That's very obnoxious.
So I was going to mention that because it seems like all radio is, internet radio is being obnoxious in one way, shape, or form. Adam, I know that there was a song that was in your head if you want to cue this up.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you. So basically what has happened is Pink Floyd has buried the hatchet in order to come together to hate Pandora because Pandora is essentially enforcing an 85% pay cut for royalties for artists on Pandora.
Okay, first of all, when did the members of Van Halen or Pink Floyd or whoever become journalists?
They didn't. They actually wrote an open letter to Pandora and then also sent it out as a press release.
Are they even allowed to write?
Pink Floyd? I would trust them.
I think you need a license for that.
No, I went to school for journalism. There are people out, I mean, think about bloggers. Think about how many bloggers are out there where people have just kind of started taking their word verbatim. So if there are rockers who have sold, you know, millions upon millions of albums and songs and what have you, I feel like they're a trusted source. Like,
I guess
even
they write lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Lyrics they do?
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, John Cusack, the actor? He's actually writing a lot. He's writing a lot of articles now.
John Cusack's more than just an actor.
Well, yeah, he's... But think of that as the capacity of three people who are still alive in this band that people really liked in the 60s and 70s. And one figure I had to go with that whole Pink Floyd hate thing... well, two of them, actually. It's that it's a tough world for internet radio because AM, FM doesn't have to pay royalties to artists, so it's easier for people to get access to regular radio versus internet radio. So startup companies like Pandora, Songza, Audio, TuneIn, and all these other people, and iTunes' new thing that'll be coming out soon, iRadio, I assume, they're kind of stuck, in a way. But they did documentation on one artist. David Lowry has received at least, if not more, at least 1 million plays on Pandora, and he has received a check for $17 million plays.
Is that in 1 year?
No, over the span of his time.
Since his album.
Yeah, since his album, or any song he has released. Like, it, he has accumulated more than a million listens on Pandora, and as a result, he's received $17.
Did you read the letter that they had sent?
The article I had didn't have it. Because I sent you guys a different link, because the other one that I had, I wanted to make sure that I had facts that you didn't, and vice versa, so that we could have
crosstalk. Wasn't the article on USA Today written by them, the members of Van Halen? It was my understanding that
Pink Floyd,
that they submit that editorial to USA Today themselves, quote unquote?
Quite possibly. I know that, I mean, everybody...
Because the article on the website said... written by the three band members. And I mean, I assume they probably paid an editor to write it for them, but...
Well, they probably have ideas. Publicists and all right. that stuff, because, I mean, Roger Waters still performs his The Wall thing pretty regularly and charges an arm and a leg for it, so they have publicists. They have people who enable their viewpoint.
And you know what I actually felt was... was really interesting is that when... iTunes sent out that petition essentially to bring to Congress and say that they would like to change the royalties.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they wanted anywhere from, I think it was like 2,000 artists, initially 500 artists to 2,000 artists to sign this petition to bring to Congress. But the letter, you know, in the...
The Pink Floyd letter.
In the letter that was sent to Pink Floyd from Kyle, what's his name?
Ralph Lowski?
No, who's the one that's getting sued? In any case, we'll just call
somebody.
Him. We'll just say Kyle. Kyle. The letter was so ambiguous in the fact that it was just like, hey, we believe in the artists getting the royalties and what they deserve. And so what we're asking you is to sign this petition so that your voice can be heard. And that was basically it, except for this tiny little blurb that they believed that artists would be able to receive royalties in a certain amount that they deserve. But like you said, they're cutting the cost back, or they're cutting the royalties back by 85%. And this artist that you said, since his album came out, got $17.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, and you know, the thing with iTunes in the first place was to have artists allow people to have a better access to their music, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
For
a price.
Yeah, for a price, exactly. But, I mean, that's just so ridiculous. And then, you know, for people that maybe just didn't even read that letter and just say and just sign it and say whatever it's for iTunes, I mean,
yeah,
think about what could possibly happen.
You know, iTunes doesn't do a lot of evil things. Like, they pay their... developers who come up with all the apps that we use, they've paid some, you know, like three-figure billion dollars to developers, and people can submit their albums to iTunes to have them sold so that people can make money from that, and blah, blah, blah. So I imagine there would be some blind support, but the fact that Pandora is taking an 85% cut is crazy.
Yeah. My understanding from this editorial that Pink Floyd is the members of Pink Floyd have written, their claim was that a bill is being submitted to Congress, which according to them will result in an 85% cut in the royalties that artists are paid from Pandora for their music being streamed. My immediate concern with this USA Today article was, I tried to do a Google News search and find other articles with some
facts to back it up a little
bit. Facts at all, and I couldn't find anything. Every other article was citing this letter from Pink Floyd.
Right.
So I couldn't even find, you know, any record of what this bill in Congress was even concerning.
There was one. It was referencing an email that went out from the CEO of Pandora to these artists in order to get them to accept internet radio as a forthcoming concept. And I wish I could find that, because it came off of CNET. I know that the article was on CNET, but I will try to find this as quickly as possible.
Part of the problem, I think, is that the whole market of radio in general, I mean, even before the internet, is extremely ambiguous to begin with. I mean, the way that artists are paid for music on the radio is vague to begin with. As far as broadcast radio goes...
Yeah, they don't have to pay them any royalties. They just have to buy the CD and they're golden.
Well, no, that's not true. There,
isn't it?
There are two... I wrote this down.
There are two companies.
One is called ASCAP. A-S-C-A-P. And the other is called BMI.
I know BMI. And then
sure. We've got ASCAP on the one hand, which is... Kind of a funny name.
I like that already.
They represent all musical artists abstractly, and if you want to have a radio station, you have to get a license from one of these two companies, and you have to pay a fee, which they pretty much pick a number based on how much money you make and what music you play, apparently. And you have to pay them this amount, or the FCC shuts you down. And, I mean, to me, that seems... It's like, on one hand, okay, so the artists of the world are getting some money from this, but it's also totally ambiguous. They're not actually... There's no accountability for actually what... You know, artists aren't being paid for if their songs are actually played or not. There's these... whatever these consortiums are like pirates that are just... You know, demanding any price that they name, and if a radio station can't pay it, the FCC shuts them down.
Right, and I've found some stuff to back it up a little bit. Tim Westergren is the CEO of Pandora. It references another artist. Blake Morgan has had stuff played on Pandora 27,900 times. He's received a check for $1.62. So he's pissed off like so many other people, and I guess Tim sent this email to they show the tension between Pandora and artists, and it has the letters in full from Tim on Huffington Post. This was published May 6th, so this is referencing something a little while ago, and so it makes sense that it took Pink Floyd a while to bury the hatchet, because since they hate each other, and then they finally got this together. But ASCAP is the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers.
There we go.
To make it seem like they're not asshats. Just to help out a little bit. But
like, what was the name of, in Team America, what, FAG or something? The Film Artist Guild?
Oh, yeah, Film Artist Guild. Yep,
kinda like,
FAG.
Kind of like that.
FAG. Yeah,
Didn't Tim buy an FM radio station or something to bypass some of the licensing fees that he has to pay?
I believe it. Yeah, this is a very bullshitty sounding...
I think part of the problem really is that there's no precedent one way
right.
or the other for what how money changes hands and what people should be paid and how. And it's a legitimate problem because nobody knows. It's there's no good answer. I mean, obviously artists need to be, you know,
compensated
for their work, and we don't want to rob, you know, the world's artists. But on the other hand, there has to be some rational system for how we do it, and I think just no one's been able to figure that out yet.
Well, I did actually hear an article. I heard a story on NPR recently about an artist who has been successful. She wasn't anyone that I had heard of, but she believes that services like Pandora and all the other streaming radio,
right,
and including radio itself, is not a revenue-generating thing. It's promoting your music,
it's
getting
a publicity
it out there.
Totally.
But she believes that... And the story made a very good point about this. I mean, if you're getting the music out there, if people like it enough, they're gonna want to buy the album. They're gonna want to seek it out.
They'll buy tickets to the concerts.
Yeah, or tickets to the concerts. And you know, as long as the artist can make their music available to the public through the mediums that they want, like Bandcamp or iTunes or something like that,
right?
And they do have a way of you know, living comfortably. I mean,
while still doing what they love.
Yeah,
back in exactly. The 40s and 50s, when broadcast radio was a new technology for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
there was this huge scare among the music industry and artists, because everyone thought suddenly that radio was going to destroy the industry and that artists wouldn't be able to make any money, and it was this huge ado, and
radio killed the record star.
Well, it worked out fine, exactly like you said, Adam, because they thought that it's like, oh, they're playing our records for free, and you know they're robbing us. But it had the opposite effect. It was essentially became a medium for mass advertising.
Yeah,
where people were able to discover what they liked, and it's even today. I mean, pop music is marketed via you know popular radio largely.
Sure.
I mean, the only reason I know what's cool pop music is because, you know, whatever's on KDWB, right? The top 10. I mean,
yeah. Or alternately, the current.
And every time there's a new technology, people are going to get freaked out and scared a little bit. But I think, I mean, I wouldn't be satisfied just having Pandora and having no other way to listen to music.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back in time to the 40s and invent Napster to fuck it all up. But I want to interrupt because we only have a few minutes left in the conversation. A couple things that I wanted to mention. A
couple more things
and most of them are honorable mentions, so that's okay. Hemlock Grove, the original Netflix series that came out, the Supernatural one, directed by Eli Roth, or produced by Eli Roth, I'm sorry, has already been opted for a shorter second season. And I haven't watched it, so I don't know anything about it. And Izzy, I don't really want to watch it, so it's okay, and I don't really care. But, hey, second season. And I know they already want a season 5 of Arrested Development based on the success they've seen from that. So I know they're doing the movie thing, but optimistically something will come from that. A couple other things to mention that I sent out to everyone is AV Underground, which is hosted by the AV Club, which is hosted by The Onion, is bringing out its fourth series of AV Underground, which is covers of current artists performing hits that are requested by readers on a 25-song list. And I found the list for this series, which is 3 songs in so far. We can expect things like Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, covered by somebody. Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer, covered by somebody.
Yes.
Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, covered by somebody. As well as such gems as What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones, covered by somebody. No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Yes.
Covered by somebody.
No doubt.
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, covered by somebody. And Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean, covered by somebody. So there are a lot of things to look forward to in this new series. So far, one of the big ones that's been released is a cover of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, but I don't remember the band off the top of my head, but they actually removed some of Billy Joel's verses and inserted in some modern touches.
Oh, cool.
Like, I think the last 2 were all modern references, so something to look into.
Sweet.
The catch is, for the last 3 series, it was hosted on the AV Club's YouTube channel, but now it's on The Onion's YouTube channel, so if anyone's looking for it, look for The Onion or AV Underground, and you can watch some modern bands covering songs that are recognizable.
For listeners who don't know what that is exactly, myself included, can you explain a little bit about what exactly that...
Basically, what happens is the AV Club, which is hosted by The Onion...
It's like a game, right?
It's not a game. It's actually more of a... They invite artists to come into their offices in Chicago and have them pick one of 25 songs. And every time a song is performed, it's crossed off the list. So the first person has basically a run at a number of songs. And, you know, they schedule it out so that bands can actually practice these songs and hone them. So it's not like an improvisational, okay, let's get you to perform Psycho Killer. What's Psycho Killer? It's, you know, they kind of time it as to when they're crossing through Chicago, and they can perform the song at the AV Club. And so there are 25 songs each series, and then bands come in and then perform them one by one to go off this list.
But it's my understanding as well that if you are one of the last bands to come around, so if you come, if you're one of the first bands to come through Chicago,
you have
you get
a great
first
list.
Pick. Yeah. Mm. But if you're one of the last ones,
you're performing,
you know,
Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, I kind of would...
I actually like that one.
Yeah, I do, too. It's not bad. I feel like I kind of shat on him by saying that, but at the same time, I mean, I've even heard great covers of I Want It That Way and No Diggity, so... I've
No Diggity, definitely. For everyone who's a fan of Pitch Perfect, that's...
Or just No Diggity in general. I like that.
That's a really good idea.
I did that song stuck in my head at work for like 2 or 3 days, so it was pretty good 2 or 3 days.
I'd tune in and watch.
I've had Ain't Nothing But a G Thing stuck in my head for the last week or so.
You've had Ain't Nothing But a G Thing stuck in your head for the last 10 years, haven't you, Adam? Don't lie.
Maybe.
Another thing to plug is Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee has started its second season on Crackle.com. It's Woo-hoo. Also available on YouTube, but I've tried playback on YouTube, and it sucks a lot. Milo Green did... We Didn't Start the Fire. That's right. Thank you, producer Katie. So there are new episodes every Thursday on Crackle.com, where it's Jerry Seinfeld basically getting a vintage car from some vintage car organization and then driving to pick up another comedian, and then they go and get coffee. And they have conversations about the comedy industry, and just it's a lot of jokes crammed into a little bit. Unfortunately, for the second season, it's very heavy-handedly sponsored by Acura, so that gets in the way a little bit. The episodes are longer. They're 18 minutes. Before, they were more like 10 minutes, so it kind of gets lengthy.
Did they ever get into the cash cab?
They didn't get into the cash cab.
They should try that some week. That'd be good.
That'd actually so be pretty cool.
You're on cash cab. What the fuck?
but so far, for this season two, they've had an episode with Sarah Silverman and an episode with David Letterman. And this week on Thursday, so the day before this episode comes out, Gad Emelier, he's a French comedian that I don't know, but he's, and they get a French car to go with it. So you can watch on YouTube, but the video quality is hit and miss. Crackle, you can watch it there, and they promote the hell out of it. The other thing that I wanted to promote for a second and a half is Orange is the New Black is another original show that's coming to Netflix. It's coming on July 11th. The trailer was posted on Netflix, but I tried to watch it, and 7 times it rejected me, so I went on YouTube, and it worked. So go figure there. It's from the creator of Weeds, and it looks really depressing about a New York socialite-ish kind of person who goes to jail and then is in jail. So really uplifting show there. But there are a couple familiar faces. Jason Schwartzman is like the boyfriend of this main character, and Donna from That 70s Show, Laura Prepon, is in it as well. So there are a couple familiar faces, and if anyone saw Argo, the lead chick is from Argo.
Something.
It's like this woman started acting in 2007, according to IMDb, and she already has her own original Netflix series. And then the last thing I wanted to plug, right before we go into our commercial break,
Sorry. One comment about the movie. I watched the preview. The sound was down, so I didn't get the sound, but...
Oh, it's a new series. 13 episodes.
Oh, it's a series. That's right.
13 episodes.
What one thing struck me as odd with the preview. Maybe the show is different, but... Why are all the... In the preview for this, they depict a white woman who goes to jail and is in jail with a bunch of black women.
It's my understanding that there are
lots of white women in jail as well.
Oh no! It looks
anyone
more
who's
like
seen Chicago knows.
If you kind of watch, there are a lot of like cut scenes where it's just a lot of white women as well. It's just that I think they focus more on the black women because I guess one thing that's mentioned during the trailer is that the main character has a jail wife.
Right.
Like a kind of a
twist
gangsta
cone, right?
Black.
Twist cone?
Yeah.
Chocolate
yeah.
vanilla?
Yeah. So I think they're playing up how there has to be a lot of racial and social tension.
Okay, because that's what the show
and
is
division.
About. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What network is that on?
It's on Netflix.
It's
exclusive.
Netflix original.
Oh,
yeah.
It's in
Netflix. Streaming.
And it's based off of a true story, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Netflix is a network now. I forgot.
It really is. So that's actually everything. And we crammed it in just over the wire. That's okay, but we'll come back in a little bit after a commercial break with Movie Bluff.
Indeed.
Wahoo. Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for making it to the midway point of episode 90, which Adam and I taped on June 25th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, you know, you've heard the conversation. It was a lot of the Pandora... Pink Floyd scuffle so far. But we did get a few things at the end, so I'm glad that you made it through all of that. One thing I wanted to mention, right at the beginning, that Songza reference with the advertisement and having to enter it in, I did post a photo of that at bufferingpodcast.com on the episode 90 page, so you can go check that out to see what I'm talking about. I also actually just got an email from Songza offering for $1 a week to get rid of ads, so it's about $52 a year to get rid of ads on Songza, which is more expensive than Pandora, less expensive than Spotify, and I'm still mulling over whether or not that's a good deal, so I will probably post something in the near future to let you know what's going on there. But just to give you a few plugs before Movie Bluff kicks in, you can find more content on bufferingpodcast.com, like bonus tracks, an archive of all of our episodes, photos of all of our guests, and some articles that Adam and I are writing. So check that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast online on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to stitcher.com or downloading the Stitcher Radio app on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Thereafter, you can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure to follow us, or like us, or what have you. We would greatly appreciate it, and it'll keep you in the loop on everything that's going on with Buffering Podcast. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. On Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. Get updates about photos, new release dates for episodes, photos of our guests, etc., etc., etc. So check all of that out, please. That'd be great. We'd appreciate it. We work hard. So, that's everything that I needed to plug. And here is Movie Bluff. Enjoy. So now we can come back into this. Try one more time. Now we're feeling a little bit more comfortable.
Got the blood flowing now, so.
And remind
Shame
everybody,
on you, Saudi Arabia.
One more time with our buzz in. So, Jeff.
Saudi Arabia.
Turkmenistan.
Lithuania.
Okay. So I was holding this one back because I know I'd mentioned it before. So we'll do something that we pulled in from the show for this round of Movie Bluff. I will say Jason Schwartzman movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Seinfeld.
Cast.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
B-movie.
Movie.
Oh, man. This country thing is going
to... Yeah.
So, Jerry Seinfeld movie.
I gotta have something else here. Oh, come on.
I thought he just did TV.
No, he did a couple movies. Yeah, you can do TV.
I thought he just did coffee comedy. What's that show called?
Well,
Comedy Coffee?
No.
Does comedy that count?
Not for that, no. He also didn't buzz in anyway, so.
Turkmenistan?
Go ahead.
Comedy is out of coffee.
Cast?
One.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's comedians in cars getting coffee.
I thought that was a TV show.
No, those
are applicable. That's why you said Seinfeld.
Yeah. Movie, but you didn't use your buzzword, and yeah. then I...
You did, but
fair
you,
enough, fair play,
then,
fair
but
play.
Then I didn't say it right, so then he not.
So you he
Ad
brought you back down to
him. Swoops in for the win.
Was
the
Jason win Schwartzman ever on Seinfeld? I don't think so either.
I'm
I don't know what the
sure
hell you were talking about.
I had That's him friends. Confused guys, with Jason
Alexander.
Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys had a nice opportunity to try to kill that too, but
yeah, I got away with
trying
that
to get
one.
You guys to be fighters. No. No? Okay.
Pushing too many pencils.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll open this up nice and big, and I will say Tom Hanks movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Producer Katie? We'll give it to Jeff.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Cast.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Meg Ryan.
Movie. Ooh.
Lithuania.
Adam.
You've Got Mail.
Cast.
Oh.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Shit. Meg Ryan? Didn't she already...
That's how you got there,
okay,
so...
Okay, so you can't say that?
Nope.
You got Mail. Tom Hanks? Huh?
Can we go... Can we do that? The round started, what? So...
Well, no, no. I think technically that would be applicable because we're not doing, like, it's not a sequel thing. It's just that it conveniently came back to Tom Hanks. Because as long as we don't retread by saying movie, then we're fine.
Okay.
Movie.
Cool. Lithuania.
Adam.
Castaway.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
I didn't say anything yet. Yeah. Movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
We're still on Tom Hanks. Yeah, so, we are. Toy Story.
Cast.
Lithuania. Sorry.
Adam.
Tim Allen.
Sorry.
Give me a second. You're ready, and then you aren't, so I'm gonna let you get composed. Movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Home Improvement.
Cast.
Oh my god.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Very good.
Movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
The Lion King.
Saudi Arabia.
Didn't say anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get this.
I'm over here. Okay. I'm over here. Cast.
Oh, yeah, okay. Lithuania.
Adam.
James Earl Jones.
That's the one. I was trying to think of it.
Cast.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
It's Star Wars? Didn't he do the Dan Darth Vader voice?
Cast. So it's cast of Lion King.
Oh.
We're still on Lion King.
James Earl Jones? Wasn't
That's what he just said.
God damn it.
And now another cast member.
Oh, okay.
Two.
Don't know.
Three.
All four, right. Five. So he's bowing out.
Okay. Yeah, so that killed that one.
So that's the end of that round.
So I'm going to impose a handicap on you, Adam, because you're kind of rocking this. Producer Katie, could we get a score?
I think I got a point.
You got a point, right?
Adam has 12.
Lithuania
has 12. This is World Cup style.
For the motherland!
Turkmenistan has -1.
But doesn't she get one, but then she lost at the same time, so shouldn't she be even for technically buzzing in and getting one?
I wasn't aware that there were negative points.
Is that how we
want
to score it?
I thought that's how it was. You automatically get a point for buzzing in and giving an answer, and that's how it loses.
If at least that I don't get a point for buzzing in, I get a creativity point.
Turkmenistan's at 0. Saudi Arabia's at 1.
Yes.
Woo.
What's my handicap at this point?
No, it's only Adam who has a handicap. You have to wait 4 seconds before you can buzz in.
We don't need to give Adam a handicap.
Legit.
We'll take him mano a mano.
I'm going to give you guys a second to get
you
acclimated.
I need a beer.
Well, yeah, I got you one, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Okay, so let's.
You know, I actually thought that I'd be pretty good at this game, but it's.
you have to get geared
acclimated.
Up.
Yeah, you got to get into your wheelhouse.
You are, whatever your country's name is.
Second
you are.
Round.
Okay, so I will open this up again. 4 seconds for you, Adam.
Yep.
I will say Harrison Ford movie.
You have to wait for the thing. Okay.
No.
No, you don't have to wait.
No, you Saudi don't. Arabia? You don't. Yeah. Jeff, go ahead.
Star Wars?
Which Can one? You be a little bit more specific?
Episode 4, A New Hope.
Thank you. Movie?
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff?
With Harrison Ford?
Yes.
The Fugitive?
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Let's see. Blade Runner.
Two. Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Three. Let's see.
Four. Five.
The
buzz.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You gotta have something ready.
I got a couple points. Who cares?
Yeah. But you also lost a point for...
Adam would have won had he not had this strange handicapped.
Well, now that you've lost that point, it's still Harrison Ford movie.
I don't get any of those points?
Well, you got all those other ones. You lost a point. All
right.
I'm leaving this one open in
so
case.
You lose a point if you get one wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Or, you know, you hit a buzzer. So, Harrison Ford movie.
He's in a new movie. Yeah.
Two, three,
Clearly
four.
I'm not a fan of
Lithuania.
Harrison Ford.
Adam.
The Patriot.
Movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, there are enough Star Wars movies.
Yep.
Cast.
Lithuania. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't buzz in yet.
Not yet.
One, wait, Empire Strikes
Back.
What's the movie?
Four. Lithuania.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back.
Saudi Arabia? No.
I already buzzed in. No.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Cast.
Saudi Arabia.
Go ahead.
Fisher. Carrie Fisher.
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Jay and Silent Bob's Adventure.
What?
Movie.
Strike back.
One.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
I'll
she's
take
in
it.
Yeah.
She's
the nun.
Yeah. Cast.
Of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Saudi Arabia. Kevin Smith.
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Mallrats.
Cast.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Let's see. What's
one,
two, that one person?
Three, four.
Who the hell
Buzz.
Is that Kevin Smith?
So, anyone else? Any takers?
Lots of
Mallrats cast. One, two, three, four, five. Nope, nobody. Okay. Ben Affleck was in that, by the way.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Jason Lee. Stan Lee.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not playing.
No. So, what's the score now, Producer Katie?
Lithuania has 15 points.
So.
Turkmenistan stands at zero.
I'm going to have to bow out
Saudi
at this.
Saudi Arabia has six.
Nicely done.
Catching up a little bit. Okay. I'm going to try to find your wheelhouse here somewhere to at least get you involved.
Clearly, I'm not a movie buff.
Okay, so I will... Okay. Wide open on this one. Tom Cruise movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Mission Impossible.
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Mission Impossible 2.
We do have a rule.
Oh, right.
This
I remember the
fraction.
Rule. You can't...
Yes. I'll give you a 5-second count to switch your answer.
Okay, Saudi Arabia.
No, wait. You already buzzed in. I'm giving you a credit.
Thanks. Risky Business.
Movie.
Turkmenistan?
There it is.
Okay. Top Gun? Are we still talking about Tom Cruise?
We are.
Yes.
Cast.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Cast.
One.
Saudi Arabia.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Meg Ryan.
Cast.
Ooh.
Can anyone else do this?
Oh, I got.
I'm working this into a little bit of a corner, but I want to see.
Lithuania.
That was four.
Yep.
That's a hell of a handicap.
Val Kilmer.
Correct.
Oh.
There you go.
Sorry, I should have thrown that out there, but I wanted to make sure everyone else felt comfortable
okay,
with
to
that.
To clarify, when you say cast, you still mean of the same movie. Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
So now it's Val Kilmer, and I'm going to say movie.
Lithuania.
Adam.
I don't think I know who Val Kilmer is. I know he's in a lot of movies.
You do, but you don't.
But I don't think I've ever associated the name with a face.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Movie. Just to keep letting people think about who Val Kilmer is, possibly.
Lithuania.
Go ahead.
Where is Lithuania?
Batman Forever.
Something.
Wait.
Who did he play? What
Batman.
Was
he was Batman.
He was Batman.
Yeah.
In Batman Forever? Batman Forever?
Yeah. And
well, he was wearing the mask. I couldn't tell who was playing him.
True.
Like...
I'm going to try one more time and say movie, because this is a corner that I guess... Neither of you know.
Lithuania.
It's on you again.
Heat.
I'm going to throw this out there and say cast, because damned if I say movie again.
Lithuania.
Go ahead.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, really?
Movie.
That's Saudi Arabia.
There you go. Jeff.
I almost said
Lithuania. Robert De Niro. what is that
three,
movie? Just
four.
Five, just married,
but...
stepbrothers.
What?
Your count is
no,
up.
What was that,
your count is up.
The floor is open again. So
De Niro is open. Movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan.
Go ahead.
Meet the Fockers.
No, that's not.
Cast.
Oh my God.
Saudi Arabia.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Ben Affleck.
Movie.
One and a.
Go ahead and steal it.
Ben Stiller was the answer you were looking for.
We're going to kill it there because that's.
That's what they call a slaughter.
I'm trying here for you guys. I'm really pulling for you guys instead of.
We're learning.
You know. I'm getting my 4-second handicap in there.
Maybe you should be like the two newbies on one team against.
No.
We've tried that before, and even still, it's. I mean, Katie, if
he'll just make us look worse when he still wins.
The rules a little bit.
When we come back,
or with the score. I'm sorry, score a little bit. The rules,
no. Lithuania stands at 21.
Lithuania is 21.
Turkmenistan is at 2.
Turkmenistan's at 2.
Saudi Arabia is at 8.
Saudi Arabia's at 8. Whoop. So even combined, it's still, you need to...
I don't need her points, her dirty blood points.
Yes, because that's how we play here.
I am a fair player, thank you. I play honestly and solo.
I just want to dedicate this one to all my Lithuanians everywhere.
Which one? Where even is that country?
Even though I haven't even won yet.
It's
anybody's game!
You know what, though?
It's a Baltic.
Africa?
No, it's a Baltic.
It's European.
South America.
No. No charades. Okay, so I'll try something else that's... Okay,
Colin would do great.
Adam's just psyching us out with his radio prowess. Yeah. Sitting over there, he looks like all ready so to cool go and collected.
Yep, I've got my 4-second
both
count.
Both of us are like, we've got earphones on. This is cool.
Okay, so I will say Will Ferrell movie.
Okay, what's up, Saudi Arabia?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Talladega Nights.
Movie.
Turkmenistan.
That was definitely Izzy. Go ahead. Yeah. Buzz in. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, no, you got it. Go ahead.
Step Brothers?
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Anchorman.
Cast.
Turkmenistan.
Go ahead.
Steve Carell.
Very good.
Movie.
Saudi
Turkmenistan. 40-year-old virgin.
There you go.
Movie. Of
Turkmenistan.
Go ahead.
Or TV show.
Oh, The Office.
Cast.
Over Steve Carell.
3, 4.
It's
five.
Lithuania.
That's a buzz.
Lithuania. Oh. Sorry, I couldn't think of my buzz in for a second.
That was a beautiful and dramatic gesture of inspiration on
you know, just
part.
To perpetuate,
just to narrate,
I will allow it. Go ahead.
I've just barely got my 4-second count in, but Rainn Wilson
movie.
Lithuania.
Go ahead.
Juno.
Cast.
Is this
Lithuania?
Oh, it doesn't keep going to him?
No. Anyone can buzz in.
Oh, I thought he had to get it wrong before we can.
Yeah, right. You knew that. You're just saying that to try to make yourself look better for not winning.
Yeah, you can jump in every single time. It's a buzz in thing. He just has a handicap.
Oh, wait. You have to say the answer? I thought you were supposed to say something that wasn't the answer. This whole time I was trying to... I was confused.
Juno cast Adam since he buzzed in way back when on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can jump in anytime.
I said Juno cast and you buzzed in, sir.
Oh, okay. Ellen Page, sorry.
Movie.
Lithuania.
Go ahead, Adam.
Inception.
Cast.
Turkmenistan.
Izzy.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff Beachy.
Catch me if you can.
Movie.
Get Saudi Arabia.
Judges. Izzy got that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Buzz.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Titanic.
Cast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who was that chick in that movie?
Lithuania.
Adam.
I'm thinking of
she was blonde.
Kate Winslet.
Yep.
Or a brunette or something.
Movie.
I never saw Titanic.
Turkmenistan.
Go ahead.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Cast.
Saudi Arabia. Jim Carrey.
Movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Go ahead.
Cable Guy.
Cast.
Ooh.
5.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
It was Matthew Broderick was the person who played opposite of him.
Love Matthew.
So let's get an update to see what the score is.
Actually, I've always kind of thought personally that Adam had a kind of a close resemblance to Matthew Broderick, both in physicality and... You know, personality.
Are you calling him Pudgy? Because that's what he's become.
No.
That's a new
he's like
one.
He's like a young Ferris Bueller. You know,
that's a new one.
I just feel like
okay.
What do you think?
Lithuania is at 26.
I hadn't given it much thought.
Lithuania is at 26.
Yep. Turkmenistan is at 7.
Turkmenistan is at 7.
And Saudi Arabia is at 14.
Whoa. Saudi Arabia is at 14.
Whoa.
And I think we have one more round left in us, so I will try to do one more very open one and say something like Helen Hunt movie.
Saudi Arabia.
Jeff.
Team America.
Movie.
What? That's all I got. She was one of the fags.
That's a buzz. And also, anyone could have jumped in on that and said that that wasn't her because she didn't play herself.
Helen Hunt.
So,
right?
Matt Damon.
That
yeah,
counts. That's good.
No, you got the point because no one called you on it. Okay. So you lucked out with that one.
I was still thinking about...
Wasn't that her saying it? I thought she did the voice acting.
Nobody played themselves.
She didn't actually say... Okay.
And you were thinking of Matt Damon. Matt Damon played the handy-capable-ish interpretation.
But he didn't actually,
right? No, it was that... Because that's the thing. Anytime that Matt Damon comes up on the show, it's usually, Matt Damon. Because that's how it's delivered on the show.
Right,
so,
okay.
Or movie. Right. Okay, so we will try one more. Just
Does
since
Adam
that one
still
was...
have a handicap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. We should drop the handicap.
No, I need the handicap.
I feel like I'd rather lose with dignity than... try to win and
but
still
he's
lose
seasoned
with
that's
him.
The thing he's seasoned
yes.
I don't really care I just doubt. You know want to have more than seven so
I'm going to
it's
say
it's like in the Avengers is like what does the ant say to the boot it's like
what does the ant say to the boot
you know and I watched the movie last night with Colin and I still don't know what the ant said to the boot
he said puny
said,
puny god
he said I am Adam Erdman I squash you with my movie knowledge
and we will start with Friends cast.
So it's Saudi Arabia. Jason Schwimmer.
Yep. Movie.
Oh.
Na-na.
There you go.
David.
Don't
Schwimmer.
You have to say your country name?
No, because
no,
that's
calling shenanigans.
Oh, what did
so
I
you
say?
Said Jason Schwimmer.
Damn it.
Yeah. Because you might have been
good
thinking
catch.
About Jason
I just,
Schwartzman.
I screwed up.
We got hung up on that. We tried.
So
okay.
Begin again.
Okay, so one more time, just to try. I'll say. Jennifer Aniston movie.
She has like cameo roles and stuff.
I know.
That's fine.
That's
I'm
seven.
Horrible.
That's
I'm,
eight. That's
I'm
Buzz.
So bad at
we're
I got,
done.
I got
we're,
distracted.
We're yeah. That was more than enough. So we've
okay. There's a movie where she has like a ferret with Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Something Polly. Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
Yeah. So the game's over.
So
Producer Katie.
We pretty much suck. Or I
hey,
pretty,
pretty
much
good
suck
for a first game. Time, especially seeing
what
that
Jeff,
I was
what
blind.
Jeff is saying, I agree. First time buzz in situation will.
I think it was a little easier when the pressure wasn't on. We were like, hey, let's just talk about how this game is going to go.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I got this.
No,
I got this.
No, this is okay. We can do that.
I think it was a little bit easier when we gave Adam a really stupid handicap. Like, so we had an unfair advantage.
I feel like the country thing also played against all of you a little bit.
I almost said Lithuania probably about three times.
What happens is I think every time somebody adopts somebody else's buzzin at least twice, if not three times. So.
It's part of the game.
I meant stupid from Adam's perspective, brilliant from our perspective. You know?
So in third place, we had Turkmenistan with seven. In second place, we had Saudi Arabia with 15. And in first place with 26 points... We had Lithuania. So, Adam, congratulations. You have won this round.
For Lithuanians everywhere.
So, Izzy...
respect.
Especially. Friday or thereafter, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug that you want people to know about in terms of things that they should attend that you're participating in or things that you know about? Anything that they should go to Friday or thereafter?
I guess to plug something?
Yeah, yeah. Anything you want.
Anything I want at all.
Like social media or... events that you're attending that you think other people will enjoy or events that you're hosting that you think people should definitely check out.
Go.
Friday or thereafter.
I guess recently my company has decided to start a blog to help you or not help you, but help people with their basically interview skills, job searches, how to... go about finding career advancement in other companies. And
okay.
I know it doesn't sound too fun, but like it's just
a necessity.
It's a blog.
Yeah.
So it's like kind
of
cool.
Do you have the URL offhand of any sort?
I do not, but our company is EHS Hospitality.
And so if people search for that on Google, like I'm trying to right now, They might be able to find the blog, or let's see, your website is ehsrestaurantmanagementjobs.com, just to throw that out there for you. I'm not seeing the blog immediately, but
it is brand new. We just started on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
Well, as long as they go to ehsrestaurantmanagementjobs.com, maybe they'll find a link or something. Trying to help. Social media that you're willing to plug, Twitter, anything like that, Instagram, Tumblr. No.
Well, no, I hope you don't follow me on Twitter because it's stupid, but.
whatever. Jeff, how about you? Friday or thereafter, things to plug? Things that people should know about?
Let's see. I think this Saturday, the whatever date that is coming up, forthcoming this weekend.
The 29th.
Elliot Bechtel and I are going to the Red Dragon for this reason. They have you can get this thing. It's like a cocktail beverage called the Wondrous Punch.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard of the Wondrous Punch?
I've heard of the Wondrous Punch.
I would like to place a plug for the Wondrous Punch for the low price of $13.95.
Is it true that you can only have one?
I wouldn't have more than one. You can if you want to.
But for $13.95, I imagine you wouldn't want to get very many more than one.
You can have a very delicious beverage.
That is usually probably costing slightly more on other dates than Saturday that you're plugging.
I can never quite remember how much it costs, because by the time I sign the bill, it's
more than $13.95, or is
it might be like nine. Who cares what it costs? It's wondrous.
You had brought it up. I thought it was like a special deal on Saturday or something.
No, all the time. Every day of the week.
I see.
Just going on Saturday.
You're plugging the drink itself.
The best part is Elliot Bechtel's going to be there. So
on Saturday.
If you're wondering where Elliot's going to be this Saturday.
There we go.
Check the Red Dragon. Come get a wondrous punch.
It's going to be wondrous. You want to plug the store just for store's sake?
And if you want to get married for some reason, come see me at Beckland Jewelers, though. I'll make you a ring.
Yeah. There you go. That's good.
Don't go to our website. It's terrible. Katie's redoing it.
Oh, good. Well, at least there's optimism in the future. And then are you on any social media that you're plugging, like Twitter, Tumblr?
Yes. Katie is a great asset to our store. She's fantastic. We were previously on Facebook, and I was kind of haphazardly doing that, but now we are also on Pinterest, which she has started doing. It's great. We put up photos of a lot of the featured pieces we have in the store and a lot of our bridal styles, so people look at it even when they're not even planning on getting married. They're always repinning. They're pinning and repinning and
perfect.
And Instagramming and Twittering and all sorts of things. It's great.
Sounds good. Adam, how about you, Lithuania?
There's a flurry of pinning and tweeting and all these wonderful things. This week, for the weekly video picks, I'll be featuring a few videos that have something to do with Minnesota. You can check out some pretty amazing Rock the Garden 2013 footage that the Currents posted recently.
Yep. Nice.
Featuring a song by Metric. And I'll also be posting the episode of My Drunk Kitchen that was recorded in our great state of Minnesota, and a couple other awesome videos too. So
you can find those at bufferingpodcast.com.
Yes, you can. And let's see, what else? Have fun with the 4th of July. It's going to be great.
Be safe.
Yeah, don't blow your hand up or anything.
Don't drink
like
and
that.
Drive.
Exactly.
Don't boat and drive.
Yes. No drinking or boating
and
driving.
Don't stand up jet ski and drive. Stand up jet ski and well sober either.
Basically.
It's scary. Anyway, and you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. And my handle there is adman7, and you can find out what I've been tweeting on Twitter. My handle there is adamerdmann. And I think that's all I have for this week. Dan, what do you have?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is available on Netflix right now.
Yes. Wow. So
no way.
Holy
crap.
That's
something worth mentioning. The Avengers is available on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
why do I even buy movies anymore? Seriously.
That I was going to say that, but I mean, I imagine
red
that...
Redbox makes you if you forget to return it.
But I was going to say the Avengers probably would have some good outtakes or other things that people would probably want to have on Blu-ray, but... Otherwise,
that's true.
There, you know, a lot of great things to look forward to on Netflix right now. I don't have... You stole my 4th of July Be Safe Fish message, because that's really all I have coming up other than... you can find me at Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minnetonka on Highway 7, or at Jake O'Connor's Public House in Excelsior, various days and nights. So go eat good food, and I might serve you and give you excellent service.
Best
so,
pint of Guinness west of 169.
I'd believe it.
It's true.
And fish and chips. They have better fish and chips than anybody else I've had. So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. So that wraps up episode 90. So Izzy, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us for episode 90.
Thank you so much.
And we will see everybody next week for episode 91.
Hooray!
Farewell.
Goodbye. Wahoo!
Say bye-bye, Izzy.
Adios.
There you go.
There we go.